Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy in the studio. And then via the web, we have Jerry the Diver Guy with us. And right now, what we're going to do to kick off this hour of the big show is to plan a special, I don't know, intervention or interview, depending on your perspective. That will determine the proper, you know, mode of operation. But we have Isabella on the phone here. And Isabella, welcome to Scuba Radio. First off, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. So Isabella is a prospective Scuba Radio mermaid in training. Am I right, Isabella? You reached out to us online. Yeah. So let's start from the beginning. Let's talk about your dive experience first off before we get into the specifics of what is necessary to be a Scuba Radio mermaid. Okay?
All right.
So your background in diving is what exactly? What have you been doing?
I'm an open water scuba diver. I'm an officer in the scuba club at Virginia Tech.
An officer. So what does that mean exactly? An officer at Virginia Tech, what, in their dive program or dive club or what?
In our scuba club, which is actually one of the oldest scuba clubs in the country. It's been around for 50 years as of last year, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech. I don't know, Jerry Bay the diver guy. Is that near you in Virginia?
That's
or
real
no?
close to me.
Are you familiar with that club she's referring to there, Jerry?
I'm not
what?
Familiar with that club, but I am familiar with Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Go Hokies.
Go Hokies. So you're
go Hokies.
You're a Hokie, Isabella. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, okay. I am a Hokie.
You're an officer Hokie. Okay, fair enough. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good. All right, so you're an officer in the dive club, so you help round up divers for the trips, or how do they manage
something like that? I'm a gear officer, so that means we have a gear room, and once a week for an hour or so, we have open hours in the gear room, so we try and publicize it, so anyone who's interested in scuba diving or learning how to scuba dive can just come in and ask questions. People who are certified can come in and rent gear if they want or try on gear or ask about trips, et cetera.
Right. And what the club goes diving like every weekend during school session or what?
When it's warm, they do weekend trips down to the New River, which is local. And in the winter, I think two or three times a month, the local tech dive center does trips down to Florida, which is nice.
Very nice. That does sound good. Yeah, the New River, that's where you dive, right, Jerry? Isn't that what you were saying? That's one of your dive sites?
We dive up there several times a year.
Yeah. So what certification level do you hold, Isabella? What do you think?
I'm just an open water diver.
I'm working on
getting my advanced open water.
Okay. So, and did you learn to dive while you're at Virginia Tech as part of their program or something? Or
yes,
did you do this on the side?
Through the scuba club and through the tech dive center.
Wow. So was this just an elective, or are you planning to work into some kind of major that has something to do with diving as a backdrop?
I would really like to. That's what I'm hoping to do. I'm currently a biological systems engineering major, and I'm trying to add a marine fisheries conservation as a second major.
Okay. Yeah, and so being scuba certified would definitely have some advantages in that regard, wouldn't it?
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Okay. I like it. I like it a lot. That sounds pretty impressive so far. You're well on your way to having a, well, I didn't like you're going to be, you know, Yeah, the bar is set that high, and it's diving, so we prefer a low bar anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. And you've heard the show before, I hope. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course.
And she's still talking to us, so that says something about your, that says something about poor judgment. But we'll let that one slide. We'll let that one slide for sure. How did you hear about the Scuba Radio Mermaid thing? What happened?
Two friends actually recommended it to me or to look into it.
Yeah.
Because I've been very interested in mermaids for a long time, and I'm extremely passionate about the ocean and ocean conservation efforts.
Okay.
And so two different friends recommended that I look into being a scuba radio mermaid.
Okay, so when you say you've wanted to be a mermaid all your life, explain that a little bit. Because I think what we're talking about is this whole princess thing that the ladies like to do. Am I right, or am I putting words in your mouth that shouldn't be there? What do you think?
Something like that.
Yeah? Oh, so what is the fascination with mermaids that makes you want to be a scuba radio mermaid then? What do you think? Just the idea, do you just think it'd be cool? Or are you just seeing where we've taken our pod of mermaids and you want to go there?
A little bit of both. I think it'd be a really cool experience. I think that I'd get to meet a lot of really neat people. And it does seem like you guys get to go to a lot of cool places, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's one of the things that, folks just to hear us talking about the mermaids may not understand, that really it is a networking opportunity that we provide friends of the show that want to help us out and help in a marketing regard at some of the dive shows. But because of that, you know, this whole mermaid thing kind of breaks the ice a little bit when it comes to, you know, striking up a conversation with someone in the dive industry. And and all our mermaids are scuba certified. So whether they're, you know, talking to someone who dives or maybe even someone who doesn't, who has an interest in diving, they can kind of, you know, jump in there and answer a question about what it's like to dive. So you act as like a diving ambassador. So that appeals to you is what you're saying. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not really an officer position, but I guess in a way it could be. Sometimes officers have been involved, but we usually leave those stories off the air. You hear what I'm saying, Isabella?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So Greg,
yeah.
I just looked on Facebook, and right. They have a scuba club at Virginia Tech.
Right.
And one of the pictures they have on here is a mermaid swimming in the swimming pool.
Okay. Well, do you know who that might be, Isabella? Or
there's a good chance that that's me.
Oh, you think that's you? That's
yep.
You doing that? That was kind of you practicing to be a scuba radio mermaid. Is that it?
Something like that.
Yes. Okay. I like the idea. She's a go-getter. I hear the enthusiasm in her voice. That's definitely a plus. The fact that you're majoring in a degree that possibly could have some benefits of being scuba certified and being a mermaid, that can't hurt, right? That's a good thing. Right, Jerry? She sounds like she's passing the test so far, you think, Jerry?
I'm with her on this. She's passing.
And she's close to you. I mean, how close do you figure she is to you from Virginia Tech?
I'm at least a couple hours from her.
All right. Well, that could be a plus or a minus, depending on your perspective. You hear what I'm saying, Isabella?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard Jerry before? Have you heard Jerry on the radio show before or no? Jerry, the diver guy? No?
I don't think so.
That's probably
Uh-oh.
A plus, too.
Uh-oh. That might be a big, big plus.
It's a possibility.
All right. Well, and you're diving how often, you figure? How often are you going out? Do it with the club? Are you just diving with the club? Or are you going off and doing little adventures on your own as well, or what?
I'm currently just with the club. When it's warm, almost every weekend, if I can.
Yeah? So you're really into the whole diving thing. You're really ready to go give it a go, huh?
Yep, absolutely.
I like it. All right. And then as far as where you've dove before in the past, where would you, what would you list?
The New River.
New River, right.
The Blue Heron Bridge down in Florida.
Oh, really? Okay. So you did a little, I mean, is that where the club went down there? It's a Blue Heron Bridge? That's one of their checkout dive places?
That was with a trip down to Florida last winter with the Tech Dive Center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty cool spot. So what about out of the country? Have you dived in the Bahamas or anything, or just stuck to the New River?
No, I have not, unfortunately.
In Florida.
It's on my bucket list.
Now, right now, you're on a road trip. You're literally on the road. That's why your phone's a little noisy, but you're heading, what, out to the... out to the left coast as we speak? Is that the plan?
Yep.
Right?
Out to California.
Out to California. Are you going to dive in California? Is that a potential, is that a possibility or no?
It's a potential, but yeah. I don't think so.
That's not
We're
on the agenda for this.
We're heading more to Yosemite and the Grand Canyon.
Well, you could dive in one of those, you know, what do they call it? Geysers. That would be a fun dive, wouldn't it?
I'm pretty sure the water in those is over boiling, but maybe.
We gotta boil our mermaid somehow. It's not safe to eat them raw. You know what I'm saying? I know. See, those are the kind of inappropriate comments that are bound to come your way, but you handled it perfectly, Isabella. I think you're well on your way to being a Scuba Radio mermaid. You still game?
What?
Okay, well, that's good. I'll just take that as a yes.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Joe, a dive instructor on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm a free fish.
I'm known for spicing up the briefings by dressing up. And apparently, this guy has dubbed me the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. Honestly, I think he's a little jealous. Greg the Dive Master, take it away, fancy boy.
That's a compliment across the pond. Fancy boy. I believe it really. Oh, God, are you kidding me? He's here? Bubble Boy, I thought you were supposed to leave him out. And let him, oh, man. All right, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor has shown up today, and I apologize.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Greg the Dive Master did it again in 2016.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
You know, this whole idea of you being a sailor for the rest of the year outside of your Santa Claus shtick that you do for the holidays? When I agreed to that, I believe I had drank too much eggnog there, Drunken Sailor.
I have a contract.
Yeah, I know. I see it. You're holding it in my face, and I don't think that's really appropriate, but I don't know. I'm going to talk to my
Jimmy.
Lawyers.
Greg, I tried to stop him, but he used a red-eye mind trick on me.
Really? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he said if I didn't let him in, he'd give me pink eye.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
Now, you brought a friend in with you, a drunken sailor.
How do you think I got into the facilities?
Okay. Yeah.
I let her ring the doorbell, and I sneak right behind her.
Yeah, that's how it worked. Okay, I hear you. All right, so your friend is who?
This is Jill.
This is Jill?
She wants to be a mermaid.
Like Isabella. She wants to be just like, we were talking about that, and lo and behold, you brought in a live specimen.
Isabella.
What's that?
Itabella?
Portabella.
Isabella.
That's too hard to say. We just shortened it to Bella.
Well, we talked to her on the phone. She's on a road trip from from the East Coast over to the left coast. And I think she passed her intervention, her scuba radio interview.
Intervention?
Yeah, scuba radio interview, intervention to be a scuba radio mermaid.
What's the interview?
We're all here because we love you.
Well, you're going to find out there, Jill, I think.
Oh, good.
Actually, this is her second interview, isn't it? Because you were here last year.
I was.
And it's been a whole year. Yeah.
I remember that.
Well, you wouldn't remember what happened yesterday, let alone what happened last year. So.
You don't remember us doing that?
Oh, boy.
Nope. I would think I would have remembered.
Are there some little drunken sailors running around the world that we're not aware of?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, Jill, welcome regardless of your company. You know,
we're
glad you're here and that you've decided to grace us with your presence, even though it's been a year.
It has. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. But we have not been able to get you in the water as a mermaid or diver or otherwise yet. But you're here again to talk about this.
So far, abject failures.
Okay. We are that, I guess. And so the New Year's resolution for 2016 would be what, drunken sailor? What do you think?
Go diving.
Go diving. Okay, that's a good resolution.
I want to get wet.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey now.
Hey. All right.
She did pass the first question.
Okay. So Jerry the Diver
Guy. Thank you, Jerry.
You got a vote.
What up, Jerry?
Jerry the Diver Guy.
What's going on, bud?
What's going on? I think you didn't say it right.
Where is he?
What's going on?
There you go. What do you mean he's not saying
it right?
He's
like a dead Jedi ghost.
A dead Jedi ghost?
Probably mean to use the Force.
You hear him?
I don't see him.
Just close your eyes and imagine.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, brother.
Holy crap.
I think it's him.
Do you hear it? I hear him.
Well, you heard your father?
I heard my father.
I think he said he had spring water.
Oh. Wow.
I will never go to the dark side. I will never go to the dark side.
Are you sure?
Get away from me, father.
Oh, boy.
Get behind me, father.
Okay. Hey, you know, I gotta say your outfit. You didn't change it at all from the holidays, but it's kind of a brown, dirty type color and does kind of look like a pirate.
I also deliver for a certain delivery service in my spare time.
A delivery service? What are you saying?
What can Brown do for you?
What? That's the name of the service?
I can't say it on the radio.
Oh.
It sounds like poopy guess.
Oh, then one of those. All right. Well, let's just move on then. Let's get back to Jill and find out what she needs to do to get her to be a scuba radio mermaid. Have you done any diving, snorkeling, or anything over the past year, Jill, or no?
No, I haven't.
But it's on your list of things to do?
It is. It's on my list.
Yeah.
2016.
She did tell me on her way over here she isn't very good at holding her breath.
Yeah, I took a shower today.
And at least you're close to water.
She'll be taking a shower after she gets out of the car with him, too.
Damn you.
I think... Wow. Okay, that's a little harsh, wasn't it? Disinfectant might be more appropriate.
I don't stink. This is all for the radio.
It's not really stink as much as it is the germs.
My cologne.
That you consider that your cologne, really? Hmm. Ah, the fresh scent of urine and puke.
Come on.
Yes.
Your car kind of does smell like urine. Yes.
It's getting old, Greg.
Yeah.
It's getting old. Right.
So you guys go way back, though. Is that right? And Drunken Sailor, you just know each other?
Yeah.
On kind of casual type basis?
Honestly, I don't recall.
You don't recall much of anything,
but I
do
just
you?
Consider it good fortune.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, because she seems like a very nice lady, Jill. Yeah.
I know people wonder why I hang out with him, but
yeah.
it's just because I mean, I really want to learn to dive, yep. and I knew that he was kind of part of Scuba Radio, so I've kind of just been using him a little bit to get close to you guys.
Good deal. You're being
same
used.
Old song and dance.
You're being used and abused.
Ask me if I care.
Your dreams have come true.
Ask me if I care.
Yeah, well, no, I think you're happy about this.
That works two ways, honey.
What? You're using her?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, somebody's got to make him look good.
The night is young.
No, wait a minute. Somebody's got to make him look good. What are you saying, Jerry?
The night is young, but you're not.
Who?
You. Look at him.
Me?
He's assuming that I'm better looking than Drunken Sailor.
Yes. Well, I think you are. Definitely. Anybody is. Come on. That's not really a compliment, Jill, unfortunately.
For reasons
I meant it as one.
For reasons I can't get into in certain jurisdictions, I cannot have my face published on the internet.
Oh, brother. So, you know, hey, we're setting the bar low for 2016. So the show's is built.
This is a limbo party.
Is that what it is? How low can we go?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a good plan. But I don't know. Have you done any, like, snorkeling? Have you been out to the Caribbean on a vacation over the year or anything like that, Jill?
No, I went to San Francisco. They don't really have any diving there, though, do they?
Sure. They got water. There's water you can dive.
Alcatraz.
Okay. That would be an interesting dive site. Actually, that'd be kind of cool. I don't know how
kinda cold
it is. It could be cold. It would be
62
cold.
62 degrees.
Yeah. All right. But you're used to that, you know, when you're Santa, right?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. Okay. More coming up. Take a look.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy. And in the studio, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is with us for the first
time. Howdy do!
Well, I was doing much better before you showed up, but I guess you're here, so we'll deal with it accordingly.
This little guy is a nut job.
Well, of course he is, but he brought Jill in with him, and so I guess there is,
Hello.
You know... Yeah, there's a nice little plus side to things for the first time
ever.
How do you
get a little closer to the microphone? There
is that close
That's
enough?
That's better.
There you go. All right, good. Way to coach her. Now, so Jill, what we need to do, though, is set up a New Year's resolution for you right now, live on the radio, and explain or set this goal of you becoming scuba certified in 2016.
So if next year when I come back and I'm scuba certified, what does that mean? Can I still be a mermaid? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually, you know what? We could make her a mermaid even before we finish up the show today. We could do this. We could make this magic happen. Would you like to see that, Drunken Sailor?
He would.
Sure I would. Sure I would.
Don't be all coy.
Sure I would.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean...
why not?
We encourage our Scuba Radio mermaids to be scuba certified. So that if we make you a mermaid today on the show, that doesn't mean you don't have to get certified sometime throughout the year.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that you have to wait a whole year to come back down here and do some diving with us, right?
It's called Scuba Radio, not just sit here and look cute radio.
Oh.
Our mermaids are more than just a pretty face, are they not?
Sometimes you got to drop the hammer down, Greg.
Yeah. Don't listen to him.
Mr. Greg's nice guy, but...
Yeah. I was told that if I just came here and just put on the little mermaid costume, then I'd just be a mermaid.
That does help.
Yes.
It's a fitting...
It is a fitting.
It's something that needs to be done.
Okay. Well, let's get the mermaid tail out. Or actually, Bubble Boy, will you take it off and give it to Jill so she can put it on?
It's stuck.
All right. Take it off, Jimmy.
Get the shoe wedgie. Stick it in there. There you go. Right there.
Whoa.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
So, do you snorkel?
Oh, never. Snorkeling's an invasion of fish privacy.
Yes, which is why I always yell, "Are you decent?" before I jump in the water.
When I snorkel in the ocean, all the fishes look much bigger than they do sautéed on my dinner plate. Life's so cruel in the air, I could stay underwater forever, following their bubbles all day long. But oh no, here's another human diver swimming right in my direction. There's no time to hide in the coral cave.
What the hell is that?
I'm usually shy, but she's a beautiful woman.
Did a drunken sailor?
Yes, sir.
Pick the music here.
The reef with.
I think this is great.
We are together all the time
this
now.
This is good stuff.
Appreciating the sea life.
Oh, me my and God.
I think this is Gordon Lightfoot.
You think that's who it is? I don't think so. I think it's, oh, wait. Oh, there we go. Now it's getting even worse.
Does it fit?
It's a little big, but it's heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jill's putting on the mermaid
tail. When you get in the water.
Or she's just putting on the fin. She's playing with the fin.
She's putting a fin on her foot.
Okay. All right, yeah. Go ahead and talk to the microphone.
That's your first lesson. It's not a flipper. It's a fin.
It's not a flipper?
Not a flipper. No, that's how you tell the divers, you know, between the non-divers.
That's a lot of rubber right there.
Yepper. How's it fit?
It's
feel good?
It's a little loose, but I can work my way in.
No, that would fall right off.
Yeah, she needs a smaller size.
A little smaller?
Yeah. Fin? Okay.
Yeah, little tiny feet.
What size shoe you wear?
Like 7.5.
Okay, we can get her squared away. We got some fins that would fit her. But the mermaid tail would be a mono fin.
True.
And that would fit her she's trying on regular fins.
Do you think that
fins.
The fin would fit over my butt?
That would be an interesting experiment.
I'm not sure I follow. But I would like to.
You're getting ready to.
Okay. All right. Well, see, this is what can happen, you know, when you make a New Year's resolution. You don't know what you're getting yourself into. You know, the fin would fit in your butt. Is that what you were saying?
I said, isn't the fin? Oh, the mermaid tail.
Yes, it's a monofin.
A monofin.
Which is
monofin.
Spanish for uno.
Oh, boy.
My Spanish
Lord
is
Jesus help
my
us.
Spanish is un poco rusty, but I believe that stands for 1 millimeter.
Okay, all right. Now I think you're
I don't know
incorrect. Actually,
this is all going to be translated into Spanish anyway.
Yes,
for
true
for our viewers in Mexico.
Yes, our viewers, absolutely.
Our viewers.
Scuba Radio, no doubt about it.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right. I see where you're going.
No, I don't.
Who's
trying
drunk?
To figure it out.
Drunk.
There we go.
Drunk.
Did you ever sober up after the first or, you know, New Year's Eve or no? They're coming
yeah.
To. You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did, huh?
I do.
He sobered up long enough to buy another bottle.
Yeah, evidently. Wow.
You know, I was never believed in being a quitter.
Okay. Right.
I never
You have quit. One of those t-shirts, rehabs for quitters? Is that what it is?
No, that's so tacky.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have a bunch of beer taps.
Yeah, I see you do have that.
That's classy.
Yeah.
Because it's not the liquid itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's an accoutrement.
Okay, whatever. Let's talk to Jill.
Which is French for fancy.
Just be
shit.
Quiet. Let me talk some diving stuff
My
to her.
My feet are like the same size as your feet.
You have the same size
no
feet?
No way. I have huge, manly feet.
No. He actually doesn't. He actually has size 7.5
they
women.
They call me Bigfoot.
You have small feet there, a drunken sailor? You know what they say about drunken sailors with small feet?
6 inches large.
You couldn't fit in those fins either.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Small feet, small.
I have my own fins.
You do?
I have two pairs.
You have two pairs of
I
fins.
I have the red, white, and blue for the troops.
Yeah. Some of those Oceanic full foot fins. Yes. That's what you're talking about. Yes. Yes. You have some of those? I gave you some of those.
I bought them.
Obviously, I was drunk.
And I applied you with copious amounts of rum.
So do you have to wear? Do you have to wear black when you scuba dive all the time, or can I like pick like a pretty color?
No,
like
you can do whatever you want to do. You could customize
they
your
have
fins,
neon, pinksicle,
paint them. You could stripe them with tape or
and
whatever.
And that won't scare away the fish.
Not necessarily. No,
might attract them.
It could. I guess it depends on what you do with them. I mean, if you paint them to look like fish, maybe.
That's
such a good idea.
Hey. Or a Supergirl suit.
I always attract the little cleaner shrimps.
Little cleaner shrimps,
they
you
like
do.
They like to start cleaning me.
Well, yeah, we could use some of those right about now.
And Greg thinks
if
it's
only
funny
they were
and
on
he
the surface.
On my head.
Hey, my God. Drunken
Pardon
sailor.
Me.
Really?
Me.
That's not appropriate. That's just
I thought
not
I hit the mute button.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? A lot of people do. They'll label their fins. So when you're swimming around,
left and right, good idea.
Well, you could do that if that would make any sense. But you know, but when you're underwater, it's hard to sometimes to distinguish your dive buddy from someone else in the group.
Oh, because so you can put like something on the back of their
back on the fin, like "Hey, it's me," you know, or a special color, or for a good time on the left fin, call you know, drunken sailor on the right fin.
I don't think you don't do that.
I no, because I know better.
Drunk sailor, what would you put on the back of yours, like a pot leaf or something?
I would put like the old mud flaps, like Yosemite Sam, and it'd say "Back off."
With, like, two guns or something?
Yeah,
yeah, but actually, that's not a bad idea.
Back off.
You know, some dive instructors like to do that.
Some of these jerks
photographers.
Get it
oh,
too
really?
Close.
Yeah.
You know, they
mess get, up like, their shot, mess get, up the picture they're trying to take when they're diving.
They get too close, and you're, like, bumping. And all
he actually
know.
said something somewhat coherent for the first time ever.
You should market those.
This year. Yeah. What?
He should market those and
Maybe.
Sell them.
That's not a bad idea. Back off with Yosemite.
Back
you
off.
Know what I'm saying?
Back off. Yeah. And Ball also, and another one could be keep on trucking. But you can make it like keep on diving.
I didn't like that. You should have stopped.
Yeah, you should have stopped while you were ahead.
Did you know Greg was in Sharknado 3?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Absolutely. I got pictures
to
prove it.
I just saw Superstar. A poster.
Yeah. Well, if
he's
you want
an extra, an extra
sweaty Florida
like
tourist.
Every shot.
There's like all the pictures. It's like, where's Waldo? Right there at scubaradio.com.
Greg, what's the coolest thing you've ever seen underwater?
Besides me.
Well, now that you've limited it,
why
like
is everybody
that,
laughing?
I would say, you know what I like seeing underwater are manta rays.
What about that orca? Mantas. What about that orca?
Well, the killer whales, I kind of saw them while I was underwater, but really I was on the boat.
Hammerhead.
When I was seeing the killer whales in the Galapagos. But manta rays are some of the coolest things you could see underwater. They can, you know, they can be like 20 feet across almost. Some of them are massive.
That's cool.
10 to 15 feet is not that uncommon to even get higher than that. I mean, these things literally are like a plane flying above you in certain places of the world.
What about you, Bubba?
They're very gentle, too. So
okay,
they,
Greg, it's Jimmy's turn.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't know you.
I always miss the big sea life. I don't see any of the, like, sharks are probably about the biggest thing.
Sharks?
I've seen. Reef.
The sharks. Hammerheads and that kind of thing?
No hammerheads. I would love to
Are you
to
afraid
see
to touch the sharks?
Absolutely not.
You're not afraid?
No.
No, I want to go see the sharks. I don't necessarily.
We're manly men.
I run my fingernails across them to get, it's like a manicure.
So, yeah, well.
Do they teach you not to put your hand
Yeah,
up to
you shouldn't really touch
stuff?
Them. You shouldn't. Yeah, you don't want to put your hand around the business part of the sharks, really. Or really on them, period.
I don't know. We went on that
You don't really need
feature.
To touch them. As much as get close to them. But when you get up close to them and see them, it's kind of like, wow, that's pretty sweet. But they act like every other fish in the sea. They're more afraid of you than you are of them.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
I've
Unless you're
a shark.
I'm
you
really
know,
afraid.
Did you like it?
If you
it
don't,
was good for both of us.
If you don't dive down with like a meat necklace around your neck, yeah, you'll be fine there, Jill. The sharks don't want to, you know, they don't want to
Can
mess
I just
with
start
you.
Small and like go into like where it's only goes up to like my head or whatever, like 5 feet.
20 feet.
You mean gradually, you know, work into...
Like no, depth. We're going to dump you right off over the edge.
Into
right
the Marianas Trench.
No, I think Creature Feature would be great for her.
Not yet. Too soon.
Too soon?
Hey, Greg.
Too soon, Jimmy. Yeah, Jerry.
No, we could get her on this Key Largo trip, and you can certify her down there and have your mermaid at the same
time. What are you doing in February, Jill?
Nothing.
The February
17th? Going to Key Largo?
Hey!
All correct right. answer.
All right, well, we got a plan. That'd be a perfect place.
Hey, Greg,
I could put a tail on the end of my scuba suit.
You could, but that would be a little awkward. I may not. You probably want to separate these two activities, mermaiding and diving at the same time.
I can mermaid at night.
You could. You could moonlight, so to speak. Yeah. We'll work out a plan here. Maybe in Key Largo. Who knows? Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master of the Maldives. Definitely on my list for 2016. We are going. We're going to make that dream come true on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. You want to join us? It's August 13th, 2016. With our friends from Explorer Ventures, just call them up 1-800-322-3577 and tell them you want to join us, and they'll book you accordingly. Just a few spots left, so you need to get on that quickly. I don't know. Jill, what do you think? Maldives sound like a cool place to go to you?
Whether
you
dive or not? That sounds amazing.
Have you ever heard of the Maldives? Do you know where that is?
I have heard of it.
You have?
I would like to lay out there and catch some rays while you guys scuba dive.
Well, you could do that. Well, okay. You could do it naked too, I guess. You know, no tan lines.
Bam!
Well, you know, it's just one of them things. They do that, I guess.
I think I need to start small, like Key Largo first.
Key Largo would be a great...
Maldives.
would be a great option for you, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the Maldives, diving can be a little bit more challenging with some currents and things like that.
Don't you have a friend like down in Florida, somewhere down south, that certifies in their pool or something like that?
Well,
Greg, the dive master. Greg, let me start that again.
Take two. Hello.
We'll edit this out later. Greg, the dive master, is a certifier.
Yeah, I'm a dive instructor as well as a dive master.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, dive master is actually
certified us.
Dive master is a certification level, Jill, by the way. It's not just a ego trip that I throw out there and impress
the chicks.
We are
still alive today.
How many people do you certify a year?
It depends. We were talking about this earlier. Jerry did a little over 50 in 2015, which is impressive.
That's a lot.
And that's a lot more than me. So I just do special cases.
I'm a special case.
Well, you could be. Absolutely. You know, I take on folks that need special needs, which explains, you know, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor and Bubble Boy and that kind of thing. So, you know, we might be able to pull this off.
Guy.
But yeah, I mean.
So I'm like grouped in with you guys now, pretty much.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
And more likely it's worse. Yeah, the latter for sure. But still.
Are you going to throw up? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
Only in his mouth.
He's like mouth sweating over there.
I am not mouth sweating.
Yeah, he's swallowing.
What is that? It's drool, I think.
Ew, that's so gross.
Really?
And there he goes.
Yeah.
Faithful.
I'm good.
He's ready for round two. Oh,
woo!
Okay. He's going to clean that up.
I rally.
All right. Anyway, well, Jill, I apologize. The fact that you're still sitting here after all this nonsense just shows you are a trooper.
A glutton.
It's just I'm kind of stuck here with no ride, so it's either Bubble Boy or Drunken Sailor has to drive.
I can't drive. I ride with Jimmy.
All right, so
it's not Uber, it's Goober.
So the only reason you're here is that you're being held against your will. You know, that's...
Careful.
No, and obviously I want to learn to dive.
You want to learn to dive. Well, no.
And be a mermaid. And I got a hat.
You got a hat. We hooked her up with a Scuba Radio hat, so she's good to go and has the proper attire for sure.
She knows she's sexy.
Well, yeah. Hello. That's part of the, you know, that's a prerequisite for being a Scuba Radio mermaid.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Drunken Sailor.
All right.
You've got a sick mind.
Well, hey. You know, that's
hey.
What?
I'm not blind.
Are you sure?
Neither you.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, we could make this dive certification happen in the Keys, and there would be some pool work, but we have some friends down there in the Keys that could
Work is not a euphemism for anything. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Okay.
Some quote-unquote pool work. Totally legit.
You know, we could go down to the Keys and actually stay at Jules Undersea Lodge, which is an underwater hotel. How about that?
Didn't I dive that with you?
You did, Drunken Sailor. You were down there one time.
Son of a bitch.
I can't believe you actually remember that.
He's talking to me. No, he's not talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about going to the underwater hotel, not
you.
Oh,
right. Okay.
It smells like feet.
I wouldn't mind coming along on that trip myself.
Well, okay. But no, that won't.
You got a button for everything, don't you?
He does. He pushes a lot of buttons.
No comment.
Sailor. Yeah.
I could ask you the same thing.
Okay. All right. Other than sharks, do you have any concerns? Obviously, you know, present company included, you seem to be over that hump.
Yeah, I don't want to get like bitten or stung or electrocuted or groped.
Well, you might as well.
I want all of those things, Greg.
You have to pay extra for that.
That's right.
Exactly. Most municipalities.
And I don't want anything to like suck on my leg or anything. Like I turn around and like there's like
remora.
Someone
don't knock it.
Sucking on me.
Say, that's not remora. That's just Drunken Sailor.
No sucking, no groping. I'm out.
You lost one vote there.
Like they say on Shark Tank. For that reason, I'm out.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, no, we can help you in that regard. The odds of anything like that happening are so, so low. That's your emotions and just your...
And my fear, because I've never done it before, so I don't know what to expect.
We're giant wusses. Do you think if it was dangerous, we would do it?
Yes, because you're drunk.
I can name every single dive where that's happened, each one of those incidents.
But these guys don't, you know, when you dive, you don't drink.
No, very professional.
That's after we dive, we drink.
When you're not diving, as you can see with these guys, right now it's appropriate to drink as opposed to dive and talk about it. So that's what we're doing. All right, well, I think you passed. I'm game. She can be a Scuba Radio Mermaid. We'll make that happen for 2016.
Well, let's go get drunk.
Well, I think we're halfway there. Our way. Yes. All right.
Thank you. I love all of the listeners. I love you all.
Okay. That'll be enough nonsense.
I love you all.
Till next time, remember, it's always better.
Down where it's wetter.
Save
the sail. You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the water. Yeah, we look here.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.